live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent,
Paging Dr. Douchebag,
Crash Gladys,
get in crash position,
and Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming off three.
You know, I don't mean any harm by this next comment, but I will say this. Living here in Phoenix, yesterday afternoon, hanging out in shorts with my top off. Well, that's pretty freaking ugly. But just the sheer fact that I'm hanging out in shorts and the rest of America, outside of maybe Southern California, you're hanging out in nothing but a bunch of damn thick-ass jackets. How you doing, Freak Nation?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, how you doing?
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. You follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. If you missed the first hour, we'll have it up for you on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Last night's Chili Bowl winner joined us, as well as Scott Pruitt. Dude's retiring from sports car racing. You know him from NASCAR, IndyCar, multiple championships and wins in sports car. He's retiring after the Daytona 24-hour. He joined us last hour. Again, go to speedfreaks.tv to get the latest from Scott Pruitt. But Statman, you're there in Southern California, and our thoughts are definitely with those in California and the mudslides. Have you or any of your friends or family been affected by the mudslides?
No, not that I know of. There are a couple of people that I haven't been able to reach yet, but that doesn't mean they're affected or not affected by the mudslide. I know a guy that used to go to my church who teaches at Westmont that's in the Montecito area, but you know, in effect, no, I haven't known of anybody that's been affected.
Yeah, California just got rocked in 2017 with all the fires, whether it was fires up in wine country or the tremendous fires down in Southern California, basically all throughout the state. And now these mudslides, this is just insane. This is insane. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit. You climate deniers, just stop it. Oh, the world has only gained 1 degree in temperature over the last 100 years. Guess what? Climate change is all about specific areas massively changing. And yes, the icebergs melting up north, that is a problem. Yes, the oceans rising, that is a problem, because what that does is that changes your climates based on, this just makes me so mad
you
at the people that deny it.
Crash at StatMC.
Yeah, don't get me started, because the people are sending out tweets in the middle of the snowstorm that they had in the east a couple of weeks ago, saying that where's global warming now?
And yeah,
they don't,
right.
They don't understand that when the oceans get warmer and the storms get bigger, the snows get heavier and the winds get stronger, and it just becomes larger issues to deal with because the climate is changing and the 70% of the planet's warming up.
And that's the problem, is that people look at the term global warming and think it's literally all about warming. So, hey, when you get a big snowstorm, oh my gosh, see? There's so much for warming there. No. Again, the term that should be used is climate change. When the ski resorts in Colorado were only 20% open throughout Christmas and New Year's because there's not enough snow, that's called climate change. When Alaska, I think it was Fairbanks, Alaska, was warmer than Indianapolis, Indiana over New Year's, that's climate change.
Hey, look, Freak Nation, I'm all of it. Let's go out and burn some freaking coal. Matter of fact, I'm taking the catalytic converter off all of my cars right now. There's no global warming. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You kidding me? It's minus 19 in Minnesota right now. That's cooling off the rest of the planet right there. I'm all for it.
I'm a
climate changing denier. You can email me at CrashG.
I am not a denier. I see the facts.
You know, before we go on with the rest of the show, I have a protest to make. You put an image in my head that is going to take a week or so to remove, you in shorts and your belly hanging out.
Right.
That's an image that I don't want to have in my head. I'm going to have to work as hard as I can to get rid of.
Trust me, I wish I had some of your color on my belly right about now, because damn, you got the elderly walking around me with those big-ass thick glasses because it's so freaking bright bouncing off that.
Blinded by the light.
And coming up this hour, Supercross star Jason Anderson He's going to be joining us here in the Lucas Oil Studios. Also, we're going to hear from Rob Halford. Judas Priest has a new record out, has a new album coming out. Does that sound so freaking ancient to you guys out there? Yeah, they got new music coming out. We're going to hear from lead singer Judas Priest, Rob Halford, as well as Van Lathan with TMZ Sports on topics including Danica Patrick, Aaron Rodgers, and The Amazing Race with Alex Rossi and Connor Daly. And coming up next, Jason Anderson, Supercross star in the big boy class, the 450 class, coming out of Anaheim 1. He's at number 2 on points, riding at Husqvarna. He's going to be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also, Van Lathan with TMZ Sports. But first, some Crash Gladys pit news and notes. Still plenty of news coming out of NASCAR. Cole Pearn, Mark Truex's crew chief, says, enough already, man. We got to get back to it. A Hall of Famer is inducted posthumously. And IndyCar, this aero package that everybody's talking about, it may have some of these drivers gone for a loop.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
We'd like to welcome in our new affiliates, Speed Freaks, on a Sunday night. How you doing, man? Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes is brought to you by good friends at Continental Tire. You log on to ContinentalTire.com to find the righteous rubber for your righteous ride. That's ContinentalTire.com. And Crasher, you have some general pit news and notes.
The racing that went off this weekend was Supercross down in Houston and, of course, the Chili Bowl in Tulsa. But there's a lot of just news tidbits that came out throughout this week, one of which, speaking of Chili Bowl, how about Brian Clausen to be inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame? I like that. Of course, fallen driver. Has it been a year and a half now? Wow. Friend of the Freak Nation, too, by the way. IndyCar was testing. NASCAR was testing. IndyCar was over in, I believe, Sebring. And NASCAR was over in Texas Motor Speedway. NASCAR, not a lot of news coming out there. Just Martin Truex gloating with his champion patch on his driver's suit. IndyCar, it is a brand new car. And a lot of drivers saying there's just a lot that has to be shaked out. Whether it's new drivers Ed Jones or Zach Veach or veteran driver Sebastian Bourdais. There's a lot of stuff. Bottom line, here's the deal. The cars get so much more loose when you apply the brakes now. The rears kind of lift up a little bit. This is so much more of a driver's car. We're really going to see the champion of champions this year in the IndyCar series.
Now, I saw there was some news with Cole Pearn where he said, look, man, enough of this slamming the champagne and the beer. We got to get back to work. Was that this past week?
That was this past week, yes. He was interviewed at Texas Motor Speedway, and they had a good week off for Thanksgiving. They had another week off, he said, on banquet week. But he said from banquet week until they got to Texas this week, it was all work. And that includes Christmas and New Year's. It was just back to the grind. Basically, they were focusing on just getting things ready for Texas, a general test, again, a tire test.
Martin Truex and company.
This is Martin Truex's crew chief, Cole Pearn, yes. And yes, you're right, the entire team and everybody's teams. Now the focus is to get ready for the Daytona test. So yeah, I just found it interesting, and much like Supercross riders, they know, Christmas and New Year's is not a time off for them. It is all work, no play.
Freak Nation coming up. Supercross's own Jason Anderson will be here in the Freak Nation. And TMZ Sports' Van Lathan, all from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Danica Patrick fans
know the alphabet.
Whatever.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high performance tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of Misery! Dilly dilly! Dilly dilly!
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sarge at the website speedfreaks.tv. Right there for you on Facebook and on Twitter. You miss any of the show, again, go to the website speedfreaks.tv. And now joining the Freaks, coming out of Anaheim 1, he was number 2 in points. Now gets himself a big old win in Houston, your points leader in Supercross Series. Jason Anderson joining the Freaks. And Jason, you and I were talking before you jumped on the air with us that you are the lone representative out of New Mexico in the 450 class, which is somewhat surprising to me given the history of motorsports in New Mexico and really the terrain that New Mexico provides for really off-road vehicles. Why in the hell are you the only dude, bro?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy for sure. I mean, we've had a lot of people before me that have been, you know, pretty good for New Mexico with like Tedesco and stuff like that. But yeah, as of right now, I'm the only guy, and I don't know. I guess I'm the lone wolf out there.
The name that really put motorsports on the map out of New Mexico was Unser. And yep. The Unsers, and you know this, are from New Mexico. Why not the Unsers and Anderson? Anderson, why don't you put New Mexico back on the damn map with the Supercross Championship, you bastard?
Right, I'm the next one, right? Hope so.
Hey, Jason, you've always kicked off the seasons just handily at Anaheim, and you did again this year, whether it's wins or podiums as you've had in the past. You're good. You handled the hype of the beginning of the season very well. But do you prefer the season as it starts to settle down, maybe a little bit like the second weekend in Houston, or do you prefer to race on that big hype?
Yeah, you know, I always seem to do pretty well with the first round, but I honestly, this year, I feel like my goal is more long-term than anything, so I'm really looking forward to getting into the middle of the season and the end of the season and trying to, perform whenever it gets a little tougher. So I feel like I've been kind of that guy that, you know, opens up good and kind of has some decent results, but I want to be a guy that, finishes it out and has a good season and is battling for the points lead.
Well, before we get to you finishing through the season, let's get back to a little bit of holidays, because I've always wondered this with you guys, and I don't think I've ever asked anybody this. Outside looking in, it seems like it's really tough for you guys to train during Christmas and New Year's. All the sweet foods, the fatty foods, the alcohol. Is it truly difficult for you guys, or is it just another day at the office and it's very easy for you to resist the temptations?
Well, it's super tough because, you know, your family comes in town and, you know, they want to celebrate like Christmas and New Year's. So they're definitely not going to hold back any bit. So it's hard to just like hang out and kind of watch them. And, you know, you have to wake up in the morning and do a road ride. So, but at the same time, you know, it's hard to get the opportunity to be a, you know, professional racer. So we got to take advantage of it. So you got to look at it from both sides. But, yeah, I feel like, it's tough, but, at the same time, you kind of got to push through it, I guess.
Jason Anderson, you've trained with four-time Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. What did you learn from him in those sessions? Is it possible to learn how to be a champion like Ryan?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like the things that he does is something that, you know, all of the top four guys right now are trying to figure out. You know, he was always consistent. He was always there. And no matter what round it was, you know, round one or round 17, he was always, you know, fighting for podiums and fighting for wins. So, yeah, I think that's definitely an art that he had down, and I think we're all trying to figure that out.
You've only raced for one team in Supercross, the Rockstar Energy Husqvarna Factory Racing Team. Jason Anderson, a four-year extension with a factory team, must throw on another layer of confidence in 2018.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I feel very, very confident in the Rockstar Husqvarna team, and, you know, and they've felt the same way about me. So it was awesome to, you know, get that 4-year deal done. And, you know, it kind of gives me some clarity. And now we all that's done, and we just got to go after our goals that we've mutually agreed upon, you know, and that's winning some titles.
Jason Anderson, Supercross winner from last night, H-Town, joining the Freaks in the Lucas Oil Studios. Talk a little bit about that, Jason. You're not an old dude by any stretch of the imagination. You've got guys that are 30, 35 years old, whether it's NASCAR, IndyCar, drag racing, that realize the importance of sponsorship and lengthy contracts. Can you fully absorb that at your age, the importance and security that you have for the next 4 years?
Yeah, I, you know, it is important. You know, I mean, I'm only 24, but at the same time, I don't really like a lot of change in my program. And I feel like I've been with people that have been very good to me. So there's no reason to fix what's not broken, I guess you could say. So, I really, you know, enjoy working with the team I've been on, and they've always been so good to me, you know, through thick and thin, whether I've not been doing good or been doing good, you know, they always treat me the same every day. So that's the thing that I enjoy most about it. And they always, you know, they're always supportive no matter what I'm going through, you know, as far as racing and stuff like that.
Jason, we're all creatures of habit. And you brought up an interesting question there because you don't like a whole lot of change. And there's major changes with the 2018 Supercross series and season, I should say, with the points, the way you gather points. The racing specifically and how you gather your points. Eli Tomac gets him a last place slot after Anaheim won, but given where we are now with this new point system, he's still in the mix. Do you like this new point system in Supercross?
Yeah, I think the new point system is it's obviously a little different, but I don't think it's going to make as big of an impact as you would think. You know, maybe it's like 4 points here or there, you know, towards the end of the season. But I think it's cool, you know, any sort of change I think brings, you know, some more excitement or a new element to the deal. So no matter what, I mean, it's the first race is over, but you can never count anyone out. It's only the first race, and we got to, you know, see how it shakes out for the next seven or so races. And I don't know, the points deal, I'm new to it as well, so I'm still trying to, you know, figure out strategy with it and everything as right now.
Jason Anderson, one of the top contenders for the Supercross Championship in 2018. Jason, I'm sure one change that you would not mind is your name atop of the championship come May in the season finale in Las Vegas. Who do you consider your biggest competition as we get through the season?
Yeah, I think there's three guys. You know, I think it's between Ken Roczen, Marvin Musquin, and Eli Tomac. And then also, you can never count out the other guys. You know, you saw Barcia last week on the podium. So, I mean, you never should underestimate anyone because everyone's, you know, they're always working their butts off to try and knock you off that podium. So it's a never-ending deal. It's a never-ending battle, and that's a tough part. But, yeah, I definitely think those names are some of the guys that I'm going to have to look out for. And then there's plenty of other ones out there too.
But of those guys, of those four names that you just mentioned, is there anyone in particular that you look at their specific style? If you're following them, a way to get them off their game, or if they're behind you and chasing you, that you can get them off their game?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that comes down to like racecraft and stuff like that. But I would say right now the guy to beat is Marvin. You know, he's won everything in the past, you know, five races. But I definitely think he's beatable for sure. So I don't think that's you just got to be on your game, you know, because, you know, he's going to bring his A game every time.
You know, just to get a little lifestyle in there, Jason, you had a really funny video of you allegedly looking at your cell phone on Twitter. And you know what? I would take it maybe as an insult, maybe as a compliment. I'm not sure. I want your opinion on this. Donald Trump saying there are a lot of bad hombres out there. Of course, your Twitter handle being elhombre_21.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny. I think just some of those videos on Instagram and stuff are pretty funny to, like, edit together and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's not, like, I just thought it was super funny.
It is. Who does those videos?
Yeah, it's just, like, me. I just get bored, you know, edit them up. And,
what?
yeah.
That's awesome. You do. Yeah. So you don't have a production company doing that for you. You are doing that by yourself.
Yeah, you know, just me and my buddies, they always take clips of me whenever we're out riding and stuff like that. And yeah, just get bored and go download iMovie on your iPhone and edit it up.
It's badass. Jason Anderson, Supercross star, joining Speed Freaks in the Lucas Oil Studios. And I'll end it with this, because I'm a guy who comes from way back when my idols were Marty Smith, Jimmy Winert. I can go to Marty Tripes. Those were dudes that had damn near zero suspension. And it's also a time when Husqvarna still had a name for itself. Husqvarna fell off the map, and then all of a sudden, Husqvarna's back in the top two, three, you know, winning races. That's what blows my mind. An old white dude like me seeing Husqvarna at the top, which is badass. Do you have any idea how Husqvarna was able to bring it over the last several years to make sure that they are a competitor to the other big boys?
Yeah, I mean, I think bringing Husqvarna back has been super cool. You know, I feel like I when I signed with them, it was kind of in the, you know, like when people, it was kind of going out of style. You know what I'm saying? Like, not many people believed in Husqvarna, but I think with the team and everything, they've done a good job with bringing it back and, you know, a good job, like, supporting me and everything. So I think it's awesome.
Jason Anderson, let's talk about something away from the track, like the cuisine in New Mexico where you're from. Do you ever get used to handling that super hot green pepper sauce on your food? Is it a problem coming or going?
Yeah, I love that stuff. I mean, I grew up on all that stuff. I think what's the New Mexico deal, it's like red or green, I think, is red chili or green chili, so I love that stuff.
You ever paid for it, having too much of it there on the track where you know, you're about to knock down a triple, you're going, damn, man, I shouldn't have had that much hot sauce?
Man, I'm used to it now. I'm immune to it. I've been on that stuff since I was a baby.
Come on, man, we heard from Roxanne going, man, you know when you're behind Anderson and he's had some of that freaking pepper, man, he's blasting.
No, he didn't.
That's awesome.
All right, Jason. Hey, man, good luck to you throughout the season, man, for the 2018 Supercross Series. Thanks for joining us here in the Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios, buddy.
Yep. Have a good one, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he is. Supercross winner from H-Town, Houston, last night. Joining the Freaks, Jason Anderson here in the Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up next, some big news coming out of IndyCar has absolutely nothing to do with what the hell is going on in the race car or on the track. Has everything to do with Danica Patrick, Aaron Rodgers, and the amazing race. What the hell am I talking about? Well, of course, we got to go to TMZ Sports for that. Van Lathan with TMZ Sports next, Fox Sports 910.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
Tough hearing about Keith Jackson's death this weekend. He didn't wake up Saturday morning at the age of 89. I worked with Keith some 40 years ago at our Los Angeles television station. One evening, we got into a deep conversation about our dreams and wishes. One of his, he wanted to own and operate a specific hardware store on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington. Never forgot that conversation. What was more fulfilling, though, was learning that Keith never forgot me. He acknowledged me while he was working on A Wide World of Sports show with Jackie Stewart at Riverside Raceway. Even picked me out months later when I passed him on the television lot. He was in conversation with some videotape engineers but wondered why I passed without speaking. Later, I wondered the same thing. I'd learned through the years that that's who Keith Jackson was. He was more than a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He was a Hall of Fame man, a good man, who took the time to remember people whether they could help him or not. And in that industry, there aren't enough of them to lose one of the greats. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Speed Freaks, real quick, a good friend of the Freak Nation, of course, is Van Lathan with TMZ, TMZ Sports, and now with a couple of things in the news in regards to motorsports. I wanted to bring him in real quick to Speed Freaks this Sunday night in regards to Danica Patrick and something else that's going on with IndyCar. And Crasher, you want to hit Van Lathan up first?
Well, yeah, because last week you were all up in my S, Kenny, for saying that there's no way Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers, of course, Green Bay Packers quarterback, are dating. And I said, wait a minute, she has given clues on videos, and you can see them on TMZSports.com. She's given enough clues that I believe absolutely these two are dating, and apparently they were spotted mouthing on each other in a restaurant. Van Lathan with TMZ Sports, what is going on?
Listen, I think there's something to this. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I'm not sure the level of it. I'm not sure if maybe if, you know, Aaron is just kind of sliding in there on the rebound tip and going to have some fun for a little while. But here's the deal. Here's the thing. This is a surefire way here at TMZ Sports or other places to gauge whether or not rumors of a celebrity coupling are in fact valid or tend to be more valid. Silence. Silence is the way. Obviously, we get a tip that two people are hanging out, and we make some calls because the people want to know. Two things normally happen. Either right away, they deny everything, either tepidly or really aggressively, or they don't say anything. If they deny everything, 50-50 chance. If they don't say anything, they're normally hooking up.
See?
And, yeah, and in this case, we can't get anybody to respond to us about whether or not these two are really in a relationship. We've had some communication, but nothing definitive. No one saying no and no one saying yes. So I'm not saying it, but my internal van meter is saying that something's likely going on, or maybe they actually had a date. Maybe it's not anything serious, but it's in the beginning stages of something for sure.
Yeah, bottom line, when you one of your guys with TMZ Sports catches Danica Patrick going into a hotel in New York City last week and asks her straight out, are you and Aaron Rodgers dating? And she turns around and just smirks and then turns back around and gets in her car.
Yeah, and if that's silence, to me,
right?
It's deafening. It means something. She could shoot it down. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is very meticulous about his public image. And so you'd think that if something wasn't true, he'd want her to be very forthcoming about it. And she always talks. Remember, we got her at LAX, and we're probably the reason why her last relationship ended. Because our guy asked them if they were going to get married, and she said, I'm ready to get married yesterday. And the guy, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., was like, nah, I'm not ready. And so now, five months later, they bring it up. But, yeah, I think there's definitely something to that one.
Van Lathan with TMZ Sports joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And the second story at TMZ Sports came out a few days ago where you guys caught up with IndyCar pilots Alex Rossi and Connor Daly, also known to the world from the latest Amazing Race. And a couple of you know what? One thing that came out of this wasn't too surprising for me. We know that they make a whole lot of money in NASCAR versus IndyCar drivers, but really? They gave up the goose on another thing?
Yeah, man. They're getting it. Chicks, man.
NASCAR gets more chicks?
I mean, yeah, NASCAR gets more. You know what?
Oh,
I wouldn't think that would be the case. No, here's the deal. We talked to Alex some years ago, and he was bragging to us. I don't know if you guys remember this. He was bragging to us about the number of chicks that were sliding into his DMs. He said his DMs. You don't remember that story?
I do. I had forgotten about it until you just said that.
Well, like, we got him. He's like, he had gotten the race, and he said he won the Indy 500. Remember, he won the Indy 500, and he was like, there's a gaggle of women sliding into his Instagram DMs wanting to hook up. Because, you know, the dude's 24, he's single, living out here in L.A. or what have you. Apparently, that still does not get close to what these NASCAR guys are getting. They say, both of these guys, Alex and Connor, said that the NASCAR drivers get more chicks than them. And I'm flabbergasted. We actually saw them out. We shot them. We asked them. And they said that the NASCAR drivers are doing better. That really, because when I think of racers that are really doing their thing, I think of guys like Lewis Hamilton, you know what I mean? And they're IndyCar drivers, and the NASCAR dudes are so family-friendly and stuff like that that I wouldn't think that they would be getting it. But I, once again, for the second time this week, earlier this week, remember when I was wrong about Cole Beasley? Now I'm wrong about NASCAR. The NASCAR guys are doing their thing, so shout out to them, man.
Hey, well, Van Lathan, remember that phrase Mom always taught us, don't judge a book by its cover. There's some things in NASCAR that you would be shocked with. We should sit down and have a Hennessy, Sprite and Hennessy, discuss some stories.
Mm. you know what? I want to make an announcement this year. Okay, I want to make an announcement right here.
Yes,
I'm a 37-year-old black man. Okay, and I have never in my life experienced the joys of NASCAR because I've been driven away by other people's perception of the sport. People saying that it's not for the brothers and stuff like this. But this year, me and my brother are going to a NASCAR race. I want to completely inundate myself into the NASCAR culture, and I was hoping that you two guys would be sort of my initiation or my ambassadors to the world of NASCAR. You guys think you can do that for me?
Without question. Have you chosen which race? I mean, we might have a motorhome in the infield in Phoenix. Well, now it's called ISM Raceway, but it's in Phoenix. You want to make that your weekend? Come join us.
I'm down. Whichever one is the most wasted people is the one that I want to.
That would be Talladega.
You really want to go to Alabama?
You really want to go to Talladega?
No, I don't. I think too much. I think I want to crawl before I walk. But seriously, me and my brother were talking about it. It's one of the only American sports that we've never experienced, and people keep telling us it's the best spectator sport around. So I want to try it, man. You guys down?
The parties are great. Yes. To be honest, it's IndyCar and NASCAR together. There's more people at a NASCAR race than there are at IndyCar races, but both the motorhome atmosphere, the party atmosphere, the tailgating, it's unlike any other sport. It is a lot of fun.
I'm into it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to hold you guys to it, by the way.
Cool.
Van Lathan, TMZ Sports, joining Speed Freaks. Man, with some motorsports insight. Never thought I'd say that. It's madness. It's greatness.
2018. It's a new year.
All right, VL. Thank you, bud.
Peace. See you guys Tuesday, man.
Later. And frankly, a great follow on Twitter right there. Van Lathan with TMZ Sports. Hey, man, coming up next segment, Rob Halford. We caught up with him last year. This interview is still pretty darn topical given our political climate. Well, and the fact that Judas Priest has a new album coming out, Fire Power. The first single was released. But in this interview, we talk about a number of things, including Lemmy Kilmister, who was in the Freak Nation about 15, 16 years ago. And now with Fast Eddie Clark passing away, the original guitar player with Motorhead last week. I think it's kind of timely we bring Rob Halford back to talk about Lemmy Kilmister and the conversations we had in regards to World War II. And I flat out ask Rob Halford about being a gay white man fronting a heavy metal band. What's the climate like now? How was the reception when he came out? He joins us next, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive, unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of Misery. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high-performance tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks? Got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
You're back with the Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for hanging out. The website, of course, is speedfreaks.tv. Follow us on Twitter. Facebook right there for you, man. Every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, you got Crash Gladys, Statman, and Kenny Sargent. And now, Rob Halford of Judas Priest. He joined us a few months ago in the studio, talked about a number of things. The full interview is, well, okay, he joined us for 2 hours. But here's some highlights from when Rob Halford joined us a few months ago. It's still topical in regards to the political climate, and the fact that Judas Priest has a new album coming out, Firepower. First single was released. But listen to Rob Halford. We go everywhere from Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead to what's it like fronting a heavy metal band being a gay white man. Has it changed for Rob Halford? It's Rob Halford, again, as I've said before, unlike you've ever heard him. Rob Halford joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios.
2003, I think it was, Rob, where Lemmy came in the studio with his red solo cup, Coca-Cola, and Jack Daniels, and every now and then this little dude would come in and fill it back up. That wasn't the thing that stuck with us. The thing that stuck with us, Rob, was when Lemmy, we were talking about where we are as America in 2002 or 2003, he said, on 9/11, it all changed.
It did.
They attacked you on your soil, mm-hmm. something that's happened in London, UK, and Europe for many, many years. Mm-hmm. He says that was the game changer. Mm-hmm. From a guy your age who has seen some fairly incredible instances in Europe and in England, would you agree with what Lemmy was talking about?
Without a doubt, yeah. I remember I was in my apartment in San Diego, and I watched that second jet go into the building, and my knees went from under me, you know. It was just too... The word, you can't find words even all of this time later. But definitely, much like Pearl Harbor, you know. And when I was born in 1951, the UK and Europe were still rebuilding after World War II. There was still rationing going on when I was growing up as a kid. Much like, I think Lemuel would have probably told that story as well. But there are these... there are these moments in your life, these terrible, terrible moments. We had one the other day in Virginia,
mm-hmm. Charlottesville,
and you see, it's what you do after the event. What do you do now? You know, how do you try and make sense out of something that doesn't really make any sense because it's so cruel and it's just so evil? You know, As a Christian metalhead, I've always had this great philosophy about, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. There's always light after darkness, and you can only build, as best you can, goodness out of evil things that happen. And I would say that for the most part, over time, things do repair. The memory doesn't repair. The memory is always there, and it shouldn't repair, whether it's Auschwitz or Pearl Harbor or any place like that. I visited Buchenwald on a Priest tour and walked around that camp and it makes you think as a human being. You know, it makes you think, well, I think every single person, no matter where you are in your life, you can make a contribution to humanity. It can be as simple as, you know, opening the door for somebody to walk into a building. There are all these little tiny things that we can do collectively as people to make the world a better place. And I think that's really important to remember.
There's something that's been around for a couple of years called Pay It Forward, where somebody's in a Starbucks line, like a drive-thru, and they say, hey, take care of the guy behind me. Here's my credit card. Just whatever, up to $25, take care of him. And that kind of thing goes a long
way. It does.
And like you said, yeah. Opening a door, it goes a long way.
It doesn't have to be money, but that's a nice thing. Right. That's a nice thing to do. It's the simple things. And, as I've had this great gift of life to live longer, I make more sense of the simplicity and trying to make it simple and just being grateful for the smallest things. And that's a good way to try and grow as a person. I don't think you ever stop growing.
No, you never stop growing.
The things I think about myself, even on a day-to-day basis, why did I say that? You know, it was a stupid thing to say. What a jerk, you know. I think if you can kind of police yourself and just be aware, just have an awareness, and we're seeing all this stuff that's still flying around from what happened the other day up in Virginia. This is another important moment for not only America, for the world, really, to address something that is there daily. It's there. A lot of it has been kind of underneath things, under the ground, and it, unfortunately, it takes a tragedy to bring it to the surface. So we have this open discussion, and we find out more about ourselves, and this is all about growing. And fear is the worst thing, I believe, in humanity, because the natural reaction to fear is to put up a wall, is to close down the building, you know, is to not let people in, is not to communicate. I think that's a terrible thing to do. So when these incidents do occur, you've got to speak. Even if you may be saying the wrong thing, you've got to speak, because out of dialogue, out of exchange, comes, in most cases, solutions. And the great thing above and beyond all of that is this most beautiful word ever, is democracy. This is why I love America so much, you know, is this great thing about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and all the amendments that mean certain things to each of us in America. It's all important, and talk.
It's incredible,
though.
People
talk, even if you say the wrong thing. I think that needs to be hammered home, because it is. We've talked about it on this show many times. The other sports station won't touch it because they're too scared. Whether you kneel for the anthem or what you're trying to represent with anything you do in life, if you talk about it, you get the conversation going, and yes, eventually progress happens. You got to go through some muddy waters to get to that progress, but it happens. Thank you for saying that, Rob.
Rob, as a gay white man fronting a heavy metal band, how have you seen the attitude towards metal? Because when I was horns in the air in 78, I know what my attitude was, but I evolved. I grew up. I see the world completely different than I did 35 years ago. How have you seen it progress, good, bad, and different?
I was here when the what was that gal that wasn't signing the things out in Kentucky? I can't remember her name now. When the Supreme Court passed
the marriage licenses,
Kim. you know, again, it's like one step at a time. I just get so frustrated and I get angry that here we are in 2017. I mean, I growing up as a kid and suddenly realizing about my preferences and it's not really a preference. It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's who you are. You don't make a choice. I am who I am. Great song. But because of the society as I grew up in, and to still a great extent today, we have this tremendous pushback and inequality. I always kind of felt that, well, you know, as I got through my teen years, in my 20s, in my 30s, things would be better, but they're not, you know. There's still a long way to go in America and in my home country. And in some parts of the world, people like me get thrown off buildings, you know. People like me get hung, you know, just because of who we are. So the injustices that are put against gay people, much like the injustices against people of color or people that have tremendous difficulties with accepting religions. You know, it's a crazy world, isn't it? You'd think that by now we'd have just figured things out and live and let live and love each other and just accept each other for who we are. Life is short, you know.
Have you found that you fronting Judas Priest has opened the door in positivity for some?
That happened to me. I'll try and condense this as quickly as I can. I was away from Priest at the time. I was fronting a band called Two with Johnny Five, who's now with Rob Zombie. And I was doing an interview at MTV and talking about music and blah, blah, blah. And very off the cuff, I said, speaking as a gay man in metal, blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy dropped his clipboard, the producer, because it was big news at the time. And so...
That was late 90s?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And in reflection, you know, if would I have said that while I was in Priest? The thing about gay people is that until we come out of the closet, we're always protecting other people. You know, I can't do this because it's going to hurt so-and-so. We're trying to live the lives of other people, and that's the worst thing you can do. You've got to learn to love yourself and live your own life. Then you can go out in the world and try and figure everything else out. So I said that thing, and I went back to the hotel, and I thought, oh, what have I done? You know, is there going to be fallout? I've never seen such an outpouring of love from people in all my life. The letters, the faxes, the phone calls from all everybody in the metal community. Rob, we just don't care. You know, we don't care. We want you to be who you are. We want you to sing those songs. We want to come see you. And that was a tremendously uplifting moment for me. And it was also a tremendously uplifting moment for metal, because for the longest time, metal was the underdog in rock and roll. Metal was never getting any respect. Metal was always at the back of the line, you know. And so I thought, well, isn't this great? You know, this just goes to show you that we in the metal community, as we call ourselves, probably because of the pushback that we've had, because of the music that we love, we are the most tolerant, if you want to say, the most open-minded, the most loving, the most accepting of all the kinds of music that we know in rock and roll. So it was a great moment, Kenny.
Not much motorsports.
I mean, come on. Can't get enough Motorhead. A little bit more Ace of Spades for Not Much Motorsports. In remembrance of Fast Eddie Clark, again, original guitar player Motorhead, passed away a few days ago. And this might be apropos, given the story that I'm about to get into. Crasher, we talked about this last week on another radio show, and well, Statman subscribes to this, but live sporting events, Statman, here in America, seem to beat out pornography online.
What?
Yeah. Many of Pornhub's biggest traffic drops happen during live sporting events.
Oh.
This came out last week. Football fans seem to be most dedicated to their sport, of course. Traffic across the United States dropping by 24% during the 2017 Super Bowl.
Oh, so basically, Pornhub hates football.
No.
Takes people away from their site.
24% of them. Well, whatever. So the largest drops typically happen in cities that, of course, are the home teams playing. For example, traffic in Boston dropped by 36% during game time, as fans, of course, watched the Patriots run over the Falcons. How about this?
Oh, these are stats from last weekend. Got it. Okay.
This is from last... No, that was from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. That was from last year's...
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is from the college football championships.
Okay.
This is last year's Clemson versus Alabama. In the United States, it just dropped off 1% during the championship. All right? So traffic to Pornhub, Statman, dropped off only 1%. Surprise there?
Yeah, well, I take all of that stuff with the same polls that came out this... that say that there's more toilet flushing during the commercials and the Super Bowls. You know, I mean, how do you measure that, and how do you believe it? I don't know. I mean, some of that stuff is just, I know how releases get made and I know why they get sent out. So I don't believe everything I read.
Well, let's zero in on Alabama. Alabama was down 9% during the championship game last year. Clemson, of course, who won the game, they were down 10%. Right? No, hold on a second. Yeah. Okay, got it.
So they're both about the same.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so if you believe that, it means there's more deviance in South Carolina than there are in Alabama, and I don't believe that at all.
True. Now, when it comes to the National Basketball Association, Cleveland versus the 49ers. Excuse me. Cleveland versus Golden State. Now, Cleveland, they were down 10% during the championship game five. San Francisco Bay Area, Golden State, they were down 11%.
Now, see, I definitely don't believe that because all the alternative lifestyle people who live in the Bay Area, why would they want to go to Pornhub?
And this kind of shows you the dedication of hockey fans. NHL Finals last June, Game 6, Penguins, Predators. 18% down in Pittsburgh versus the losing team in Nashville, down 10%.
Well, there's your highest.
Yeah.
See hockey there? Fans are the most dedicated to their sport. I'm so glad you did not bring up anything motorsports related.
I'm not going to touch it. I don't even know if they don't have anything.
Let's not
on
worry
Pornhub.
About it.
Pornhub.com. I mean, listen, this is the first time I've ever been to Pornhub in my life. Jesus, Palomina. Hey, man, a big old show, Freak Nation. Miss any of it? Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Follow us on Twitter at speedfreaks and on Facebook. Do it again next Sunday night. Thank you, affiliates across the country, Lucas Oil, General Tire, Continental Tire, and many others who are part of the Freak Nation. Triple F, thank you. Paul up there in San Francisco. Crash Gladys is over there. My name's Kenny Sargent. Stat man, shoot the juice to the moose. And what?
Cut it loose.
See ya.
Sports Radio, redefined.